Okay.
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我是杨大威。
I am Yang Dawei.
欢迎大家回来啊。
Welcome everyone back.
我们继续啊，川普系列。
Let's continue with the Trump series.
那么今天呢是第二集，这一集呢。
So today is the second episode. This episode is.
我们跟大家啊聊一个很多人都比较感兴趣的话题。
We'd like to talk to everyone about a topic that many people are interested in.
就是为什么川普从不言败。
That's why Trump never gives up.
换一个说法。
In return.
就是为什么川普似乎从来不道歉。
That's why Trump seems to never apologize.
永远是赢。
Always win.
那么很多人对川普都有这样一个印象啊。
So many people have this impression of Trump.
就是无论发生什么事情啊。
No matter what happens.
他似乎总是在赢啊。
He seems to always win.
面对媒体攻击啊，或者围攻啊。
In the face of media attacks or attacks.
他在赢啊。
He's winning.
面对官司缠身啊。
Facing a lawsuit.
他在赢啊。
He's winning.
面对各种政治危机。
In the face of various political crises.
国内国外。
Domestic or foreign.
他还是在赢。
He is still winning.
而且最令人吃惊的是啊。
And most surprisingly.
就是他似乎有一种超乎寻常的抗压能力。
He seems to have an extraordinary ability to withstand pressure.
如果换成很多政治人物，
If it were many politicians,
可能早已经被这种压力击垮。
It is possible that they have already been defeated by this pressure.
但川普呢，总能迅速调整自己的这个状态。
But Trump always manages to quickly adjust his state.
投入啊，就继续投入下一场战斗。
Keep fighting and move on to the next battle.
因此很多不喜欢川普的人呢，
Therefore, many people who dislike Trump
会把他这种性格呢理解为自负啊。
I would interpret his personality as arrogance.
甚至认为他固执啊。
Even more, he was considered stubborn.
有人说他撒谎。
Some say he is lying.
但这种解释呢，往往流于简单啊。
However, such explanations often tend to be simplistic.
因为他忽略了一个更重要的问题啊。
Because he overlooked a more important issue.
也就是说，川普为什么会形成这种性格？
That is what caused Trump to develop this personality.
这个永远不道歉。
This never apologizes.
永远宣誓自己会赢的。
Always swear that I will win.
川普究竟是天生如此。
Trump is born to be like this.
还是后来形成的。
It was formed later.
如果想理解这一点啊。
If I want to understand this,
我们恐怕要回到50年前啊。
We're going to have to go back to the 1950s.
从一个对川普影响极深的人讲起。
Let's start with someone who was deeply influenced by Trump.
啊，这个人呢，就是他早年的律师啊。
That person is his former lawyer.
或者叫 mentor。
Or called mentor,
就是他的导师。
His mentor,
这个人的名字叫 Roy Cohn 啊啊。
The name of this person is Roy Cohn.
Roy Cohn 啊啊。
Roy Cohn, R.R.
是个纽约啊。
It's New York.
著名的犹太律师。
Famous Jewish lawyers.
那么现在很多人没有听过这个名字啊。
So now many people haven't heard of this name.
但是上个世纪70年代的纽约， Roy Cohn 绝对是一个传奇的人物啊。
But Roy Caron in the 1970s was definitely a legend.
他既是律师啊，
He is a lawyer too.
也是政治的操盘手。
Also a political operator.
所以在纽约啊，政界、
So in New York, the political scene
商界和这个媒体圈里头啊，极其广泛的人脉。
Extremely wide network of contacts in the business and media circles.
所以年轻的川普啊，
So young Trump
刚刚从父亲手里接过家族产业。
just inherited the family business from my father.
准备从皇后区啊进入竞争更激烈的曼哈顿市场。
preparing to enter the more competitive Manhattan market from Queens,
房地产市场。
real estate market.
这个时候呢，他认识了 Roy Cohn。
At this time, he met Lua Wing.
那么，对于一个20多岁的年轻地产商来讲啊，
So, for a young real estate developer in his twenties,
曼哈顿并不是什么啊浪漫的商业天堂啊。
Manhattan is not a romantic commercial paradise.
更像是一片竞争异常残酷的丛林啊。
It's like a really fierce jungle out there.
那么这里有银行啊，
So there are banks here.
媒体啊，
Media,
政客、
politicians,
地产商、
developer.
工会各种势力的这个犬牙交错啊。
The various factions within the Union are intertwined and complex.
而且 Roy Cohn 呢，给川普的第一课啊，
And the first lesson that Joe Biden taught Trump was:
上的第一课不是如何赚钱，
The first lesson is not how to make money,
而是如何生存。
how to survive.
不过很多人呢，现在回过头看这段历史呢，容易犯一个错误啊。
However, many people, when looking back at this history, often make a mistake.
就是把现在的川普呢，等于穿越到70年代啊。
It's like Trump has traveled back to the 1970s.
觉得这个年轻人从一开始呢，就注定成功啊。
I think this young man was destined for success from the beginning.
其实呢，并不是这样子的。
Actually, it's not like that.
等 Roy Cohn 第一次见到川普的时候呢，
When Liu Wei first met Trump,
川普不过20几岁啊，
Trump is only in his twenties,
24、25岁吧，
24 or 25 years old.
所以正准备啊，开往这个曼哈顿啊。
So I'm just about to head to Manhattan.
是拼上一片天地啊！
It's just ice, ice, ice.
那个时候，川普还不是后来的这个亿万富翁啊。
Back then, Trump wasn't the billionaire he became later.
也不是什么电视明星，
Not a celebrity.
更谈不上是美国
Not to mention the United States.
总统。
President.
他只是一个啊，野心勃勃。
He is just a man, ambitious.
急于证明自己的年轻地产商，
An eager young real estate developer eager to prove himself.
那么曼哈顿比他有钱，
So Manhattan is richer than him.
比他有背景，
He has more experience.
比他有资源的人到处都是，
There are so many people with more resources than him everywhere.
但是啊，Roy Cohn 偏偏看中了他啊。
But despite the fact that Rui was in a bad situation, he still chose to help him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为啊，这位律师啊，
Because this lawyer,
他见过太多的野心家，见过太多的失败者啊。
he has seen too many ambitious people and too many failures.
而川普身上有几样东西啊。
And Trump has a few things going for him.
他一眼就看出来了。
He immediately recognized it.
第一啊，就是野心啊。
The first thing is ambition.
英文叫 ambition 啊。
English is called ambition.
这个野心在英文这个字面上呢，并不是一个贬义词啊。
The word ambition is not necessarily a negative term in English.
就是有远大理想啊。
That's because they have a grand vision.
而且它不是一般意义上的这种上进心啊。
And it's not the kind of ambition that's common in the world.
而是一种近乎于执着的向上的这种欲望啊。
And it's a near obsessive desire for upward mobility.
那么川普不满足于做皇后区的这个地产商。
And Trump is not satisfied with being a real estate developer in Queens.
咱们在第一集讲过啊。
We talked about this in the first episode.
他想进入曼哈顿。
He wanted to enter Manhattan.
他想进入纽约的上层社会。
He wanted to enter the upper echelons of New York society.
他想成为报纸头条的人物。
He wanted to be a headline in a newspaper.
他想成为啊整个城市讨论的话题。
He wanted to become the entire city's topic of discussion.
这是第一啊。
This is the first one.
第二啊。
Second.
他自信啊，就是年轻的川普。
He is confident, just like young Trump.
身上有一种近乎夸张的自信啊。
In fact, there is a kind of almost exaggerated self-confidence.
可以叫自负啊。
You can be arrogant.
那么很多人把这东西呢，理解为狂妄啊。
So many people interpret this as arrogance.
但对于 Roy Cohn 来说啊。
But for Romney Control.
这恰恰是成功者最重要的品质之一。
This is indeed one of the most important qualities of a successful person.
那么另外一个更重要的是呢，什么川普呢？
So what else is important? And what about Trump?
这个人愿学习啊。
This person is willing to learn.
他当时非常虚心啊。
He was very humble at the time.
非常谦卑啊。
Very humble.
所以 Roy Cohn 身边从来不缺啊。
Therefore, UOI's surroundings were never lacking.
有钱人也不缺政客。
The rich don't lack politicians.
但真正把他那套啊。
But that's really what he's like.
处世哲学啊。
Life philosophy.
这种思想啊，学进去的人呢，并不多。
Not many people actually learn this idea.
川普学得很快。
Trump learned quickly.
后来几十年人
In the following decades,
人们在川普身上看到的很多东西啊
What people see in Trump
其实都是在 Roy Cohn 身上能找到原型的
In fact, all prototypes can be found on the ROI control.
啊
Well,
所以某种意义上讲呢
So, in a sense,
Roy Cohn 呢并不仅仅是在培养一个所谓的客户啊。
ROI is not just about cultivating a so-called customer.
而是在培养一个自己理念的继承者。
And to cultivate a successor with their own ideas.
后来人们总结 Roy 的这个人生哲学啊。
Later, people summarized Roy's life philosophy as
大概率可以分为三句话。
It can probably be divided into three sentences.
第一个呢，就是永远反击。
The first one is always to counterattack.
就是 counterattack 啊。
It's a counterattack, ah.
就主动进攻啊。
Go for it.
那么第二呢，是永远不要道歉啊。
So the second one is never to apologize.
就 never apologize.
Never apologize.
第三啊。
Third.
永远宣称自己赢了。
Always boast about winning.
就是 always winning。
It's always winning.
你听这听起来是不是很耳熟啊？
Do you hear that? Does it sound familiar?
因为这几乎啊，就是后来川普几十年人生的写照。
Because this is almost a reflection of Trump's life for the past few decades.
不过，随着年龄的这个增长呢，
However, with the growth of age,
很多人越来越觉得哈，Royal 真正给川普上的这个所谓的永远，不认输啊。
many people are increasingly feeling that the never give up, never eat that Trump supposedly gave to the royal family is actually a joke.
永远不 apologize 啊，
I can't forgive you.
不道歉呢、
I don't apologize.
啊。还有另外一件重要的事情
There is another important thing.
永远不要把定义，就是定义输赢的权利呢，交给别人。
Never give the right to define victory and defeat to others.
英文就是永远不要让第三方来。define 你自己，来定义你。
Never let others define you.
所以在 Roy 看来呢，
In Roy's view,
这个公共生活呢，
this public life,
不是一个什么关于真理的辩论呢、
it's not a debate about truth,
也不是，
but
而是关于一场就是所谓的叙事权和心理优势的这种竞争。
instead, it's about this competition over narrative control and psychological advantage.
如果今天的媒体啊说你输了，
If today's media says you lost,
那你就自己承认输了的话，
then you admit defeat.
那么媒体就获得了定义你的权利啊。
So the media has gained the right to define you.
这个 define 就是 define 你的权利。
This is defining your rights.
那么如果今天检察官起诉你，
So, if the prosecutor brings charges against you today,
你立刻就认罪，
you should immediately confess.
那么检察官就获得了定义你的权利。
Then, the prosecutor has defined your rights.
那么如果今天政治对手啊攻击你啊，
So, if your political opponents attack you this year,
你马上认错，
You'll realize it's wrong soon.
那么政治对手就获得定义你的权利。
Then the political opponents will take away your right to define yourself.
所以，从 Roy Cohn 的角度来，的逻辑上看，
Therefore, from the perspective of being treated as property,
这种事情是绝对不能发生的。
this is absolutely not allowed.
因为一旦啊，别人开始定义你，
Because once someone starts defining you,
你就已经处于非常被动的位置。
we're already in a very passive position.
所以很多人感觉川普从来不道歉。
So many people feel that Trump never apologizes.
其实更准确的讲啊，
Actually, more accurately,
川普是极少接受由别人来定义自己的错误啊。
Trump is one of the few who refuse to let others define their mistakes.
这一点贯穿他整个的这个商业生涯和政治生涯。
This has been a constant throughout his entire business and political career.
其实，川普后来在政治上的表现呢，
Actually, Trump's later performance in politics
很多年前啊就已经露出这种端倪了。
A long time ago, this has already been revealed.
90年的书啊，
90 years old.
当他的这个商业帝国啊陷入严重危机的时候呢，
When his business empire fell into a serious crisis,
整个纽约都讨论一个问题啊，
the whole of New York is discussing one issue.
就是川普是不是完了啊？
Is Trump finished?
川普是什么时候完啊？
When did Trump finish?
那几年后呢？
Then, after a few years,
川普又写了一本书啊。
Trump wrote another book.
这个书的名字很有意思啊。
This book has a very interesting title.
非常川普啊，叫 The Art of the Comeback 啊。
Very Trump, The Art of the Comeback.
什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
就是说东山再起的艺术。
That is the art of rising from the ashes.
一般人呢，遇到重大挫折啊。
What about ordinary people when they encounter a major setback?
写一本回忆录之类的东西呢，可能会讲自己犯了什么错误啊。
Write a memoir which might talk about the mistakes you've made.
学了什么教训呢？
What lessons have you learned?
川普不是，川普的重点是什么？
Trump's blog. Yes, what is Trump's focus?
是 comeback, 是回来啊。
Did you get the board back?
就是我又东山再起啊。
I have the courage to rise again.
所以失败呢不是结束。
Therefore, failure is not the end.
对他来讲，回来才是重点啊。
The most important thing is for him to return.
后来回头看呢，
Looking back,
你会发现呢，川普这种思维几乎贯穿他整个的人生啊。
You'll find that Trump's thinking style has almost permeated his entire life.
90年代商业危机如此。
The business crisis in the 1990s was like this.
30年后的这个政治生涯也是如此。
30 years later, this political career was also the same.
你比如说啊，咱们看到啊，2020年败选以后嘛。
For example, after the 2020 election, we saw.
其实很多人都认为川普的政治生涯已经结束了。
In fact, many people believe that Trump's political career is over.
大家还记着那个佛罗里达的州长 DeSantis 啊
？Do you still remember that sentence from the governor of Florida？
当时他的这个呼声呢，其实比川普要大得多啊。
At that time, his voice was much louder than Trump's.
那么这里唯一相信他自己能够 come back。
So here, the only one who believes he can come back，
就是回来的。
It's back。
只有川普自己一个人。
Only Trump himself.
他家里头，他的女儿啊。
His daughter is in his house.
女婿啊，都劝他说，就不要再弄了。
My son-in-law, I've told him again and again, don't do it anymore.
但他不同意啊。
But he disagreed.
那么他最后来怎么样呢？
So how does he end up?
他还是啊，就是。坚守他这个所谓的罗威控的这个原则啊。
He still insists on adhering to the principle of Roe v. control, which he claims is the key.
所以你有时候觉得啊，这个其实这个律师啊，其实也没有教他什么具体的方法。
So you sometimes say that this lawyer actually didn't teach him any specific methods.
实际上是影响了他的这种思维方式。
This actually influenced his way of thinking. Why?
因为他不能输啊。
Because he can't lose. No.
因为你自己不要宣布先失败啊。
Because you didn't announce your own failure.
你只要一宣布失败啊。
As soon as you announce your failure.
你基本上就是你政治生涯也罢。
Basically, you are just a politician.
你的商业的这个前程啊。
Your business is this future.
或者是公司的前程呢，也就结束了。
Or is it the end of the company's future?
那么很多人认为这是致富啊。
So many people think this is a way to get rich.
但实际上呢，也的确是致富。
But actually, it's also a way to get rich.
但是你说成功的这些
But you said that success
政治上或经济上成功
Politically or economically successful
张扬了成功的这些著名人士，有几个不自负呢？
Which of these famous business people are not self-confident?
只是表现形式不一样。
It's just a different way of expressing it.
对吧
?Right.
那么川普身上呢当然是自负啊。
So, Trump of course made a fortune.
放在川普身上。
On Trump.
当选自负的这种样子啊。
This is the kind of thing that made people rich back then.
他是有强烈的这种自信啊。
He has a strong sense of self-confidence.
有强烈的野心啊。
He has a strong ambition.
有时甚至到了一个很固执的程度啊。
Sometimes it's even very stubborn.
但是我跟大家讲啊。
But I want to tell everyone.
这个问题在于什么呢？
What is the problem here?
这些东西恰恰是整个的一个整体啊。
These are all part of a whole.
很多人会说啊，就是说川普如果谦虚一点啊。
Many people say that if Trump were more humble.
温和一点，多承认一些错误啊。
There are some errors in the statement. Be gentle, please.
他就是个更好的一个啊总统或更好的一个商人。
He is a better president and a better businessman.
这话理论上是对的啊。
This is theoretically correct.
但是问题在于啊。
But the problem is that.
如果你把这些东西从川普身上拿掉摘掉就他的所谓的缺点。
If you were to strip away all of Trump's perceived flaws.
你可能就见不到真正的川普了。
You might not even see the real Trump anymore.
这个就像我以前讲啊。
This is just like I said before.
就是一个化学公式一样啊。
It's just like a chemical formula.
啊。
How?
你拿掉其中一个元素啊。
Take away one of the elements.
整个化学的这个产物呢，就会发生完全的变化。
The entire product of the chemistry will undergo a complete change.
也就是说，川普的优点和缺点。
That is, Trump's strengths and weaknesses.
很多时候都来自一个地方。
Often come from one place.
他的自信与自负。啊。
His confidence and arrogance.
他的坚持与固执啊。
His persistence and stubbornness.
他的勇气与冒险往往是同时存在的。
His courage and adventure often coexist.
所以后来川普团队有一个很著名的话。
So later, Trump's team had a very famous saying.
叫 Let Trump be Trump.
Let Trump be Trump.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
就让川普做川普。
Let Trump be Trump.
因为只有他成为他自己的时候才有力量。
Because only when he becomes himself can he have strength.
那么以前我也写过啊。
So I've written before.
介绍美国第七任总统啊安德鲁·杰克逊的文章。
Here is an article about Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States.
那么川普实际上就是安德鲁·杰克逊的 2.0。
So, Trump is actually Andrew Jackson's 2.0.
那美国历史上呢每隔100年左右的。
So, every 100 years or so in American history,
总会出现这种人物。
There are always such people.
他们呢不符合政治精英的这种标准。
They don't meet the standards of political elites.
他们充满争议啊。
They are controversial.
有人极端喜欢他们。
Some people are very fond of them.
有人极端讨厌他们。
Some people hate them intensely.
但他们会在一个某个特定的历史时代呢。
But they will be in a specific historical period.
出现。
Here it comes,
并深刻改变美国的政治啊运行方式
，and profoundly change the way of politics and operation in the United States.
安德鲁·杰克逊是这样子，啊
Here is Andrew Jackson.
就 Andrew Jackson 啊，是如此。
About Andrew Jackson.
那么川普也是如此。啊、
so, Trump is too.
所以理解川普呢，有时候不能只看他说什么。
So, when understanding Trump, you can't just look at what he says.
也不当然
Of course,
更不能看这个主流媒体怎么评价他。
I can't afford to see how mainstream media evaluates him.
你只要看他这几十年啊。
You just need to look at him over the past few decades.
一直重复做的一件事。
The thing I keep doing.
就是不管发生什么样的危机
No matter what kind of crisis occurs
他总是觉得自己能够 coming back
He always felt that he could come back
就是起死回生、啊、这一点呢你可以喜欢、啊、
This is the point of resurrection You can like it
你可以不喜欢
You can dislike
但他的确啊，是川普身上最鲜明的特点之一。
But it is indeed one of the most prominent characteristics of Trump.
好。
Okay.
谢谢大家收看。
Thank you for watching.
那么下一集呢，我们聊一聊川普和美国媒体之间的这种爱恨交织的关系。啊。
So, what should we discuss in the next episode about the complex and intertwined relationship between Trump and the American media?
说一句笑话话啊。
Tell me a joke.
如果没有川普。
Without Trump.
如果没有川普啊。
Without Trump.
美国的媒体该有多么的寂寞。
How lonely the media in the United States is.Okay.
我们下一集再见。
Okay, see you next time.